Katy Country 94 weather.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Alder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs, pickup or semi, with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models. Brakes, drums, and chambers in stock, exhaust mufflers, flex elbows, straight pipe, and more. They also carry legacy seats and two stereo options. In addition, they carry most all BG service fluids, transmission flush to diesel fuel injection clean on both pickups and semis, with several fuel additives and cleaners. All of this and more at American Ag and Auto, just off of Highway 24 in Glen Alder.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 89. Southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 62. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 89. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 73.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, HansonAuctionRealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation canceled a silver alert for a missing Abilene man. The Abilene Police Department reported that 72-year-old Alan Carroll was located in fair condition in Colorado, according to a media release. He will soon be reunited with his family. The Kansas Highway Patrol made 16 DUI arrests, assisted 772 motorists, and responded to two deadly crashes during a Labor Day weekend reporting period that ran from 6 p.m. Friday, September 1st, through 11:59 p.m. Monday, September 4th. Overall, the DUI arrest counts less than half of last year's Labor Day weekend total of 34, and also down significantly from the 25 DUI arrests during the holiday weekend in 2021. The two deadly non-DUI-related crashes match last year's Labor Day weekend count on Kansas highways. The number of motorists assist jumped more than 120 from last year and is 80 more than Labor Day weekend in 2021. Couple of job openings to tell you about. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service / grain accounting position in their Beloit office. The full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. These successful candidates should have customer relations skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, positive attitude and ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, minimum of 2 years office experience and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more, and they're an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763. Email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com or send a resume to Agmark LLC, attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. How would you like to start a new career as an employee owner? Osborne Industries in Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding machine operators, finishing assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee-owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth-building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, a 6-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit-sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Hey, you want a swing dance? You can join the swing dance classes. They'll take place on Wednesday nights in September from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Beloit City Municipal Building at 119 North Hersey. Cost is $10 per couple. If interested, contact Terry at 427-6507. A celebration of life for Ken Pizza Piazza will be held tonight, Thursday, September 7th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Down Under located at 121 West Court Street in Beloit. Join everyone as they remember a man who dedicated his life to working with kids as a teacher and coach and who lived life to the fullest. And the Downs Golf Club's having a two-lady scramble this Sunday, September 10th, 9 a.m. shotgun start. Downs Golf Club in Downs, $60 per team, includes lunch, pin prizes, mulligans, and skins. To register, contact Mandy, 545-6269, or Joyce, 545-5621. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Well hit. Deep left center field. Robert is all the way back. Gone! And it's a one-run game in the eighth inning.
The Royals got within one late, but in the end lost 6-4 to the White Sox on Wednesday night. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, the schedule for today. Also, look at the athlete of the week. Kansas City Chiefs open their season tonight, and an update on the U.S. Open. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school sports today in the area and cross country. Beloit will be at the Heston Invitational starting at 3:30 this afternoon. Also, the Stockton Invitational at 4 o'clock today. Lakeside, Lincoln, Smith Center, Sylvan Lucas, and Thunder Ridge competing there from the area. And the Washington County Invitational starts at 4 o'clock with Osborne, Pine Valley, Rock Hill, Southern Cloud, and St. John's competing. You can find the full schedules for area teams at ncksports.com. Also, don't miss our high school football locker room chats tonight. We'll talk with the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, and Rock Hills beginning around 5:15 on KD Country 94 and also online at kdcountry94.com. Lakeside junior Reese Remus has been named the ncksports.com Cunningham Teleport and Cable Athlete of the Week. Remus was one of multiple players to help lead Lakeside to a 70-56 season-opening win over Lynn on Friday night in football in Downs. For Remus, it was his first full-time varsity football experience at the high school level. He missed the 2022 season due to injury in his first game. He ran for a team-high 240 yards on just 18 carries, good for an average of 13.3 a carry. He also added three rushing touchdowns and was equally as strong on defense for the Knights, registering 11 total tackles with two for loss, a sack, and an interception. Again, congratulations to Reese Remus of Lakeside, the junior named the ncksports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. We need your help in finding the Athlete of the Week. For more information, you can visit ncksports.com. One final local note and reminder, the celebration of life for Ken Piazza, the former Beloit wrestling coach and teacher, will be held this evening from 5 to 7 at the Down Under, located at 121 West Court in Beloit. You can join as they remember a man who dedicated his life to working with kids as a teacher and coach and lived life to the fullest. Now, sort of at the beginning of this sportscast, the Royals finished out their home series with the White Sox on Wednesday night, losing 6-4 at Kauffman Stadium. A two-run homer by Nelson Velasquez in the fourth gave the Royals a 2-1 lead, but the White Sox went on to score the next four before Edward Olivares hit a two-run shot to bring KC within one in the eighth. Former Royal Andrew Benintendi drove in an insurance run in the ninth in the two-run win for the White Sox. Jordan Lyles gave up seven hits, three earned runs, five and a third innings, dropping to 4-16 with the loss. Royals manager Matt Quatero continues to be impressed with Velasquez at the plate.
If you can hit the ball out of the park consistently, you can change a game in one swing. I mean, you saw that today. I mean, go from down one to up one in one swing of the bat. He's done that numerous times. You know, he's played a good outfield, but I mean, his value is going to be driving the ball out of the ballpark. And if he continues to do that at this rate, I mean, that's incredible.
Royals are now 44-97. They have today off before starting a three-game series with the Blue Jays in Toronto on Friday night. In the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs open their season tonight hosting the Detroit Lions. Chiefs are hoping to become the first team to repeat as Super Bowl champions since the Patriots in 2004 and 2005. Lions started just 1-5 last season, but won five of their last six games, just missing the postseason. After injuring his knee on Tuesday in practice, Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce's questionable. There's also been really no progress on a new deal for Chris Jones as the season begins for the Chiefs, but Coach Andy Reid won't let any of that be a distraction from the task at hand.
Look for this challenge of playing the Lions. They got a good football team, and Our guys have had a good week of prep, and we're focused in on the guys that are here playing the Lions, and that's where I'm at. If you're not there, you're not there, and fortunately, that's the name of this game. You know, so you can't spend time. You got to exhaust your time on the team that you're playing.
For more on the Chiefs and Lions opener, catch the sports ticket on Katie Country 94. Fans can listen to the game on Z96.3 Through the Lake and the Chiefs Radio Network with pregame coverage at 6 o'clock and kickoff at 7:20 from Arrowhead Stadium. Also, don't miss the sports ticket this morning. We'll talk with Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, as we'll preview KU's Week 2 Friday night game against Illinois. Don't miss it on Katie Country 94 and katiecountry94.com. Finally, in sports in tennis, the last set of quarterfinal matches took place at the U.S. Open on Wednesday. On the women's side, Arena Sabalenka and Madison Keys each advanced to the semis by identical 6-1, 6-4 scores. In men's play, Daniil Medvedev and top-seeded Carlos Alcaraz both moving on to the semis and one step closer to their second U.S. Open titles. Tonight, the women's semis take center stage. Coco Gauff faces Carolina Mukova at 6, and Keys and Sabalenka will meet in the nightcap. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Dinas.